You'll never guess what I'm about to do. I'm about to do an interview with Fables, and we're going to play some music very briefly underneath, and then soon I'll turn the music down and we'll be talking to each other. Not that long, we're just going to set the mood professionally. I guess I'll stop talking, let the music play, and then we'll start talking again. Okay.
Untied shoelaces, unfair track races, I was unaware of the ones who cared that I put my right foot first. Still dreaming, daydream believing, with dragonflies holding hair from my eyes so I can ride another one down. We could be old. Say we should just leave it all behind. We're all out of our mind.
It's always quite funny when I interview people that I know, and then I had a little panic just then, and I said to Jess, should I call you Jess? Is it a secret that you're called? No, you're called Jess.
Yeah.
From Fables.
Yeah, Fables to me is like the project.
Yeah.
Like it's and I like that it is a project and it's removed from myself. But then I am. Reb likes to call me Jess Fables.
Oh, yeah.
I did toy with the idea of doing this release as Jess Fables.
Oh.
But I lack the administrative skills to make that happen.
To update you.
Yeah. We're just socials. Fables. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, Fables is good.
Yeah, I'm attached to it as well.
Yeah. It's been there with you for at least 7 years.
7 years.
Yeah. So least. We're currently listening to songs from the debut EP from 2018, Portraits.
Indeed.
The song is called We Could Be All, and it is very beautiful. However, the reason for the season is that you have recorded at least one new song.
Yeah.
Which is out there in the world. People are fizzing. They're loving it. I'm loving it. It's so beautiful.
I'm fizzing.
Good.
Yeah.
And again, a little bit of confession is that Jess has been sending me demos of some of these new recordings from time to time. I imagine, I don't feel special. I imagine you just get drunk and send these to everybody. But
there's a select few.
Piers, I do feel very special to hear them.
Not very many.
I do feel extra special. Thank you very much. But these new songs are just so extraordinary.
Thank you.
And your performance on them is just so amazing. And, you know, I think it has been, as we were just discussing off air, it has been 7 years since this EP we're listening to now and the song we're about to hear. Discuss?
Well, a lot of life has occurred. Not mm-hmm. that life ever stops, but I like to think that every 7 years, all your bits and pieces, your molecules change mm-hmm. over.
It's science, yeah.
There's science, and so your tastes change and your hair grows and your fingernails start again. And this is musically a breath of fresh air for me.
Some people's hair grows.
Some people, apart from when your hair doesn't grow.
Yeah.
My hair fell out, like, because when I was pregnant, I puked the whole time.
Whoa.
With Effie, like, from when I was 7 weeks pregnant up until I gave birth, which was 4 weeks overdue. And my hair fell out a lot. And then I had this little halo of fizzy little fuzzy, wuzzy hairs.
Whoa.
But they've come, I made it into a fringe. It was a whole style. Now I got a bit of a mullet. It's fine.
Your hair looks really cool.
Thanks.
Also, pretty good excuse if anyone's like, why didn't you sing for 7 years? You'd be like, well, at one point I was puking the whole time, so much my hair fell out.
Yeah, and I was going through some big things. Like, I told this to Dave, and I haven't said this to many people, but I...
Dave Kahn, who's been recording with you.
Yeah, thank Dave you. Kahn. Shout out to Dave Kahn.
Big shout out.
I couldn't sing for... I want to say at least 3 years, because every time I did, I would get this lump in my throat that would turn into kind of tears that wanted to come out but couldn't, and I needed to cry for like 10 to 20 minutes, but I only had 5, and so every time I picked up my guitar, I would just get so close to the root of what I needed to say, and it would just never come out. And so kind of sitting with that for a period of time at my own pace by myself until I had the right environment, which was not only like the place I was living and who I was with, but the people that I were collaborating with. And we built this whole home for me to exist within so I could say the things. And I did cry. Like, I cried all the time during recording, and I still cry all the time when I sing the songs. I sometimes cry live. And that's okay. I'm kind of just learning to not hold it so close to my chest anymore, and that feels really good.
You're not an All Black. People celebrate it when you do that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be... And so what was the kind of moment that came... I don't know how recently in that 7 years, but what was the moment... or the extended moment that kind of took you from the place of not singing to singing, and to then record these songs?
This is actually I haven't spoken about this publicly.
Also, you don't have to.
No, I'm going to find a way, because I think I want to be honest and authentic, but trying to delicately craft that. Evie, my daughter, she was... maybe 4 weeks old, 2 months old, and my old drummer called me up and said, I'm moving to Australia and I'm going to gift my drum kit to Parachute Studios. And so he did that. And they said, how do we thank you? And they gifted him a day of recording time. And so he, in turn, gifted it to me, because he was like, I just miss hearing your music. And I... obviously burst into tears, and I was like, listen, Pete, I don't brush my teeth twice a day, and I've got a dag in the back of my hair, and I haven't really left the house without showering for a while. Like, I'm gonna waste this. And he said, look, fine, don't worry about it, just it's there when
it's
you're
there.
Ready.
And
love then
it.
When I went through a breakup, so with my kid's dad, I didn't know what to do. I didn't have kids, so I had to live with them apart from me. That was really hard. So I'm gonna cry again. But so I just leant so deeply into music. And it's the place where I can exist, where I feel like my most kind of self. And I probably should have spent most of that time in therapy. But instead...
Well, lucky us, you didn't.
Yeah, exactly. And so I started working on these songs, and I was trying to play gigs, and Dave actually got his pedal steel maybe really recently in this period of time, and he asked if he could join me for a show, and we did one rehearsal, played a gig at probably the wine cellar before it was gone. And he was like, yeah, shit, yeah, just record. Just let's go do a day. Let's go just use that day, and we'll make like a live EP or something. But let's just get the ball rolling, Jess. And I was like, okay, sure. Booked it in that night even, because I was like, if I chicken out, I won't do it. I just need to lock it in. And so I got money. I got this money come through from one of my songs, We Could Be All, got aired in Norway or somewhere on the Broken Wood Mysteries.
Whoa.
So it's on the telly, and so all of a sudden I had this thing for music that wasn't a bill. Like, the money was coming to me, and it was crazy. And so we were like, okay, let's lock in a second day. And so we did 2 days. I saved up enough to pay my session musicians. I paid Dave and Cass, and I think the rest I just called on favours, whoever I could. And so we did these 2 days. And on the second day, Mark from Parachute came in and he said, what's the sound? Like, what's next for you? And I said, listen, Mark, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just happy to be here. And so, long story short, he gifted me 10 days in the studio. He's like, I just need to see how this turns out, basically. And I said, me too. And then I called up Dave and I said, I can't even do this. I spent everything I had on that second day. I can't pay for an engineer. I can't pay for you guys. And I've never really heard Dave stroppy, like proper stroppy. But,
really?
Yeah, like, and he was kind of... Yeah, well, he said to me, if somebody is sort of facilitating your art making and your practice and your healing in a way, you just say yes and you make it work. And like, if we have to crowdfund it, we'll crowdfund it. And if we have to, you know, ask favors, pay them back later, I don't care. Just let's just do it. So I did 5 days pre-production by myself with Josh on the tools as the engineer, Joshua Strand. And then we did 5 days all together, me, Dave, Arahi, and Cass, recording the bones of what is the album.
There's quite a band.
It's just so cool. So special. And there's a plot twist. The day before recording, I had a bit of an argument with my ex and stayed the night at Reb Fountain's house. In the morning, she was like, okay, before we go to studio... Oh, maybe it was the day before, can't remember. This is we were like, let's go for a swim at the beach, take the dogs, go for a swim. And I got taken out by a child's skateboard. He was going downhill and he tripped off it, and the skateboard ran right down the hill, clocked me on the ankle, sliced it open. I put my foot up and I thought, what the fuck was that? And when I put my foot back down, I was on the skateboard. So I did this really cool Tony Hawk impression where my legs went up and my head went down. And luckily, I used to horse ride as a kid. So I'm quite good at falling. I just fall like a big jelly sack of spuds. So I didn't, I fell with my shoulder into my ear. And I was mostly concerned about the big bruise on my ass. You could see the like concrete texture. You know when you do those chalk rubbings as a kid? On that, and my ankle was sprained and bleeding. It was, went into straight into the water, iced my whole body, had a little lie down. Reb gave me some potion. So I got knocked out just like a little bit, and I remember like lying on the grass, thinking I was so close to the retaining wall of the beach, like of the footpath, and I said to her, oh, that would have really ruined my day if I smacked my head on that. And she was leaning over me with her long hair, and the sun was beating down behind her, and the wind was just like moving her hair around, and I couldn't quite speak yet because I was winded, so mostly I was like but I was like this must be heaven. This must be it. An angel has come to pick me up and take me wherever I belong, and that's fine. But yeah, so I had a concussion when I recorded for those 5 days.
Because you don't remember the session at all.
I didn't remember some of it, and I didn't clock that it was a concussion until February. I just was like, my ADHD is out of control at the moment. So that's a funny aside, and that's also why the album's taken a little bit of time, because I've been retracking the vocals, because I just didn't really feel like they were true or present, and that's the whole point to me.
Well, I was going to say, you know, the demo, one of the demos, I think it might have been the first demo you sent me, when you were first thinking about this foray.
Yeah.
I think I said to you as much as well at the time, was that I'll joke and say I'm dead inside, but it's not quite that. It's more just a mixture of jaded and, like, you know, how much music you hear these days and all of that stuff. There's so much getting in the way of, you know, a purer enjoyment or feeling from music. But this is all to say that your song absolutely shot like an arrow and absolutely got me, and it was just extraordinary. It was amazing. And so I can't wait for you to share that with everybody.
March, it will come out.
Didn't expect you to say the name of a month. I thought you were going to say something like back about it, but March,
I keep telling people March. I feel like if I say it out loud enough times, it will happen.
Yeah. It was a good response.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't, you know how March means lots of different things? I was like, March? Oh, the month.
The month March. Of March.
Yeah, the month of March.
I think I know what song you're talking about, and even if the whole album doesn't come out in March, that song will come out.
Great. Well, I've got to say, as harrowing as some of that sounds, at least your bio is more interesting than most people's. My goodness, some of those bios you read. Four guys who love rock.
Yeah.
Standing, looking into different directions, into the camera, and no problems in their lives. And their music is boring. I tell you what, you're gonna absolutely slay with this record. I'm so excited for people to hear it. And so, how about a little bit on Sundown, and then we'll hear it.
Yeah. What do you want to know?
I don't know, just some like key facts or like
key facts,
some feelings,
hot
whatever.
Tips. Sundown, I was.
Well, this was the first song you're putting out, so why? You know, it's obviously got something to it for you.
It seems like the lightest, or like the a really good entry point to the album.
Yeah.
It's not quite as grim as some of the other ones, and so I feel like I'm gonna, you know, lull you into Sundown and then hurt your feelings later.
Right.
Sundown was kind of more about me than anybody else, but if you listen to it, it kind of sounds like it's about somebody else. But I just had been with someone since I was 18, and all of a sudden I was an adult, and I was, for lack of a better word, having a bit of a hoe phase. you know, it's like, oh, I wasn't going to say that on air, but I've done it. So I just was kind of figuring out, you know, who I like and what I like and, you know.
And what you're like.
And what I'm like as a person that isn't attached to somebody else. And there's this moment where I was like, I could have a little fling with this person. And I was like, well, maybe not. I'm not sure. But the idea of that feels really thrilling and exciting and beautiful. And I just wanted to, like, marry myself to that idea, and just for a moment, and that's what the song is about. And then, you know, I wrote about this in my mailing list. If anybody wants to hear lots of ramblings, I'm trying to
tell us how. Just a quick note, a side note. How do we sign up?
Substack, Jess Fables. We come back to Jess Fables. That's what I'm writing under.
Great.
There's a term in aged care facility in rest homes. Sundowning is like when the sun starts going down, people lose their minds a little bit, especially if you're suffering from dementia. And so you have these delusions and there's these grand ideas, or you go to park your car that somebody gave away 10 years ago or whatever. And so I liked that as a term or a reference for just like getting a bit swept away in the lighting and the mood and you know, these big ideas.
Cool.
Yeah.
And one more time, who's on the song?
Who's on the song? Dave Kahn. Reb Fountain produced the vocals. Mm-hmm. So we did that post Parachute.
Yep.
Sat down, she comped them all. She really spent more time talking about the song than we did singing about it. And that was really special. And Cass Basil plays the bass. We've got Arahi playing the drums. And then I've got Dan Luscombe, who is actually in Australia. He's like a bandmate by correspondence in a way. He's mixing it, and he will add, you'll send him a song that's pretty finished, and then he'll come back and he's just taken it to a whole nother level, and it's beautiful, and I love that.
Great. Jess Fables, thank you for coming in and having this chat with me.
Thanks for having me.
In lieu of managing to catch up with each other in real life, this is pretty good, I reckon.
That was a big DMC, just like for everybody to hear.
Yeah. This mic's weren't even on, sorry. Anyway, let's listen to it. This is Sundown, and then, got any shows coming up?
No, I just played them. I'm hoping, I just emailed Cupid Bar to see if they'll put me on before the end of the year.
I'm sure they will.
So keep an eye out for that.
And Bandcamp?
Bandcamp, please. Bandcamp, I do a little dance if you buy something on Bandcamp, so if you want to imagine how that looks, I don't know, maybe I'll do a video of it one day. And please watch the video. We had so much fun making it. Finn Johansson directed it, and that was a whole nother nutshell to talk about, which I forgot. Instead, I talked about other shit. But yeah, please, thanks.
Great. Well, my assessment is people love you, and there's good reason for it. And it's not just because your music's amazing, but it's a big part of it. Oh. Let's hear it, eh?
Yeah, come on.
All right. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Here's Sundown from Fables.
Promise I'll play it casual. You'd hope for a vice deal.